have the production concept, we have our cast, we have the design all set, ready to go. We have all of the behind-the-scenes work that we're doing right now that we usually do. We're undertaking that. So we're poised and ready to go. We're just not buying anything until June 1st when we can make our final decision.
You also recently received substantial grant money from the Indianapolis Foundation to help with your traveling troupe, which is another aspect of Indie Shakes that you have been doing in the past.
We have a fantastic team assembled for our traveling troupe, one-hour production of A Comedy of Errors, adapted and directed by Zach Neidich, who's a company member. We have got our designs, we've got our cast for that, and we had our schools, our middle and high schools, all booked for May, this May, 2020, and of course we've had to postpone that. So we're rebooking that tour for fall 2020.
Is there a deadline that you have to fulfill that grant to be able to get that money and offer this wonderful traveling production for students?
All of the funders that I've talked to have been very generous and have said, we support you, and if this production needs to happen at a later date because of issues beyond your control, then we still support it for that later date.
When you do get back on stage, are you anticipating new restrictions, new guidelines for the audience in the park? More physical distancing for people, space between your actors?
I think that people will be glad to return to our performances because they are outside and we can spread things out a bit. I mean, we'll work with, obviously, whatever restrictions that we're supposed to utilize in these public situations, and we'll make it a good experience and a safe experience for our audiences and our actors.
Has the COVID-19 pandemic encouraged you to go back and look through all of the works of Shakespeare and maybe share with your students and your actors lessons that Shakespeare perhaps has written about that we could be learning right now as we all deal and cope with this crisis?
There are some really exciting and fun articles floating around the internet about all of the various times that Shakespeare wrote about the plague in its various forms, and all of the speculation about when he wrote which play and was he sequestered when he wrote King Lear during the plague. There's debate about that. So there's certainly lessons to be learned from his time.
Do you think you'll be able to take any of that and maybe create a series of shorter Shakespeare takes or something for the audience once you're able to get back on stage?
Well, that's a great idea. I hadn't thought about that, but a compilation of some of those scenes and monologues that deal specifically with the plague might be very interesting. I might steal that idea from you.
What do you see on the other side of all of this?
Those of us who are theater artists, we know the power of live theater, and we know that human connection is so beautiful and so meaningful. And I think that the general public will now understand the deep satisfaction of live theater, which relies on being in the same space with other human beings at the same time and having that communal experience.
Thank you so much, Diane.
Oh, thank you, Jill.